This is the Hoosier Ag Today Thursday podcast. Good morning on the 15th of May, 2025. I'm Andy Eubank, and Eric Pfeiffer and CJ Miller join me with Hat News, including a look at the long-term impact on U.S. soybean farmers of trade wars with China. And will OPEC production increases have a positive impact on prices at our pumps? The Hat Podcast is brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust, proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for 140 years. Visit them online at ffbt.com to learn more. Hat Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin here with mostly dry today. Rain chances, though, starting tonight. And the Wednesday soybean and wheat markets again worked higher. Corn futures quiet and mixed. Market analysis with Carl Setzer coming up on the Hat Thursday podcast.
As a farmer, you plant millions of seeds every spring. You know that tomorrow's harvest depends on today's hard work, knowledge, and care. At First Farmers, we recognize that today's seed is tomorrow's success in both farming and finance. If you're looking for a bank that has been committed to agriculture for over 135 years and has the experience to prove it, let's talk. Learn more at ffbt.com or stop by your local branch. First Farmers Bank and Trust, Equal Opportunity Lender, Member FDIC.
Considering a career in agriculture, Michigan State University's Institute of Agricultural Technology offers in-state tuition rates for students from Indiana and beyond. With programs like Ag Operations, Forest Technology, and Food Processing, MSU IAT prepares career-ready graduates in 2 years. Our certificate programs are designed to launch your students' future in agriculture. Take the first step at iat.msu.edu.
The long-term impact of trade wars with China, and could prices at the pump be falling soon? I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. Earlier this week, President Trump announced a 90-day pause in the trade war with China that brought tariffs down. However, one of America's ag leaders told lawmakers that trade wars with China will likely have a long-term negative impact on our soybean farmers. CJ Miller has the story.
With China, for example, we've been working there since 1982 to establish that relationship. And then with the stroke of a pen, we can damage that severely.
And that's Caleb Ragland, president of the American Soybean Association. He's also a corn and soybean producer based out of Kentucky. On Wednesday, Ragland testified before the Senate Finance Committee about the impacts of not just the recent trade war with China, but the one that took place in 2018 during President Trump's first term in office.
Before the first trade war, one in three rows of soybeans from the U.S. went to China. Last year, it was one row out of four, and we are struggling already, and a trade war adds severe pain to the farmers. We don't need to give our customers an excuse to go to Brazil.
Ragland says that Brazil has unlimited opportunity to overtake the U.S. in soybean production.
Approximately 90 million acres are grown of soybeans year in, year out in the U.S. Brazil right now has the potential to add up to 270 million more acres that is in pasture right now. If we give excuses for our customers to look elsewhere, they will, and they have.
He adds that the trade wars with China have only been pushing the Chinese to purchase more of their soybeans from Brazil.
China has invested significantly in infrastructure in Brazil to help them get their product to market. Right now, we have better infrastructure, but they're gaining on us. And this is very concerning for a soybean farmer and our future.
Soybeans are the largest ag export in the U.S., with 54% of the total U.S. soybean sales going to China in the last marketing year. I'm CJ Miller.
When you call Keystone, you're not just making a connection. You're dialing into service, solutions, and success. We're not just here to meet today's needs. We're building for tomorrow, advancing technology, growing opportunities, and driving innovation with the best team in the Midwest. Keystone is more than a business. It's a commitment to our farmer owners, our rural communities, and the future we're all cultivating together. Call the co-op that leads, serves, grows, and embraces the cooperative advantage.
Prices at the pump could be dropping soon after weeks of speculation. OPEC made it official last week, announcing they will restore oil production at a faster clip than expected. Patrick DeHaan, the head of petroleum analysis with GasBuddy.com, says the increased production will start in June.
Raising production by over 400,000 barrels a day. OPEC has really been making a lot of surprising announcements as of late, but it certainly has some challenges. Kazakhstan has been noticeably talking about potentially increasing oil production, and so OPEC likely having to act here now to stem some of that frustration amongst Kazakhstan.
DeHaan added that while it remains to be seen how far oil prices can drop, this decrease will certainly help U.S. motorists with lower fuel prices in the weeks ahead. But at this point, those lower prices have yet to be realized.
Much of that is due to refinery maintenance and turnarounds that are ongoing. But in the weeks ahead, as that maintenance and turnaround work finishes, I do expect that you will start to see lower gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel prices across the U.S., and that's something that could ultimately bring the national average to fall below $3 a gallon here in time for the summer driving season.
AAA says the average price for Indiana unleaded gas as of Wednesday is $3.13, a nickel below the national average. Indiana diesel is averaging $3.56. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the Board of Directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. Going to put together a mostly dry daytime period today. We are partly sunny. We are warm. Winds are kicking up. Southwest winds here ahead of our next frontal boundary. This front's going to be a little interesting, or I guess the system in general is pretty interesting. We see strong low pressure getting going here this afternoon and tonight over the northern plains, the North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota area, and then translating eastward. As it moves eastward, the far eastern throes of this circulation are going to be moving through Wisconsin and the Great Lakes region. And so I think we have to allow for on-again, off-again light rain shower action overnight tonight into tomorrow morning over the northern third of Indiana. Not so much anywhere else, but the northern third of Indiana can see some rain. I am not concerned about strong thunderstorms, but I think we can see some rain. Then as we move through the balance of Friday, we turn out partly sunny in a lot of places, but we see a secondary surge of moisture coming overnight Friday night into Saturday morning. That can have some stronger thunderstorms in it, especially downstate. So I think you have to look at this event as a two-day, two-wave kind of system. And combined, we can be looking at a quarter to 1.25 inches across 100% of Indiana. The initial wave is only going to be up north. The secondary wave is going to be kind of an 80% coverage across the entire state. That's where we get to this coming through. Everything's done by sunrise on Saturday morning, and Saturday turns out partly to mostly sunny, pleasant, dry. Sunday, same thing. Monday, same thing. We are going to be seeing some northwest breezes in here, so a little bit cooler, but not cold. Tuesday is going to be sunny and dry with clouds increasing and strong southwest winds emerging. Going into the Tuesday night, Wednesday, Thursday time frame, we've got our next front. I don't think the moisture is going to be over the top, but I have to allow for scattered showers through Tuesday night or Wednesday, anywhere from a quarter to three quarters of an inch, coverage around 75% of the Hoosier State, dry for next Thursday and next Friday, and then we get into the Memorial Day holiday weekend, one that features not a lot of precipitation, but I think we have to allow for our frontal boundary to try and snake through at some point in there. Right now, I'm targeting Sunday the 25th, maybe into early Monday morning the 26th. We'll have to see how the timing on that comes together. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Planting season is here, and Beacon Credit Union is proud to stand beside the farmers who make it all happen. We're here to help with flexible lines of credit, equipment financing, and real estate loans built for your operation. At Beacon, it's ag people serving ag people, committed to your success in every season. Start at beaconcu.org. Insured by ASI, not federally insured EHO lender.
Attention construction pros. Purple Wave Auction brings quality equipment to your fingertips. Join our bi-weekly online auctions featuring dozers, excavators, loaders, and more. We provide detailed listings, photos, and seller contact info. Inspect online or in person. With our no reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com today and see why informed builders choose Purple Wave. Transparent processes, real deals, your next great purchase awaits. purplewave.com.
Corn mixed and beans and wheat go just a little higher. This is Hoosier Ag Today's Wednesday Farm Market Review. I'm Ian DeEubank. The review is brought to you by Purdue Farm Stress Team. Gearing up for another long season can be stressful. Make sure you're taking care of yourself and your mental health this spring. Get more at extension.purdue.edu/farmstress. Final numbers on the way. We begin, though, with market analysis with Carl Setzer. He is at Consus Ag Consulting. Back and forth in some of the markets and a mixed day. It looks like mostly higher on Wednesday, Carl, but it also looks like maybe finding a story to move the markets is a little bit difficult right at the moment.
Yeah, we're really, we had the big flush of information that came out on Monday in the WASDE report. And since then, we've really kind of quieted down in the trade. Not a lot of fresh news to push us right now. And the news we do have is not necessarily conflicting, but there's definitely two sides to each story. You take that from the carryout we had. U.S. corn carryout going to be up 385 million bushels this year, but the global stocks to use on corn is expected to fall to its lowest level in over a decade. On soybeans, U.S. soybean carryout already in a rationing position on new crop. But trade's thinking we might get a few more acres if we see continued rainfall in the eastern corn belt. So a lot of conflicting stories in the market right now, creating this kind of lethargic, quiet trade. It has put a little bit more emphasis on our technicals, and we're seeing some spread trading develop today that gave a little bit more support to the nearby contracts, especially the July futures, and a little bit of pressure on the deferreds. Andy, we're going to start seeing a bit of a transition in the market now from springtime weather forecasts to growing season weather forecasts. And as we see that, we'll start to see the futures shift around a little bit more as well. It looks like we're going to just see, I think, more of the same here for the next probably week until we get into, Memorial Day, and we can actually see how much of the crop has been planted on time and how much might be struggling.
Given all that you said, planting progress and planting forecasts have largely this spring been favorable. What's the update there in your view?
Yeah, we're getting a lot of the crop in. I expect corn by next week. We'll be 3/4 of the way on corn and probably pushing it on soybeans. A lot of guys out west getting done where it's been a lot warmer and drier. The laggards will likely be Indiana, Ohio, south from there is where we're going to see any disruptions would be in that stretch. Also looking a little bit more at the deep south. We're talking Louisiana. Not a lot of corn in that area, but some of it might need to be replanted from perpetual rainfall. So definitely a change in the weather interest, which is changing the market direction as well.
Is there anything on the horizon that could be a market mover? And specifically, I'll talk about trade or ask you to talk about trade. For example, any particular country, should we see a trade agreement with that country that could make a difference?
The trade deals we're looking right now, the one we're really monitoring, obviously China, to see what we have. We've backed off the tariffs there to a more respectable level, but they're still there and trade is dealing with that. Right now we're looking at Japan. Talks with Japan are pretty well stalled, and they're a leading Asian import country, pork, beef, corn especially. And today we did see South Korea buy some corn out of South America. A little bit concerning, as they've been one of our top trade partners. It does look like tariff news, at least for the meantime, has calmed down a little bit because we haven't seen any new tariffs placed. The fact that the old ones are still there and still hanging on, though, is a dark cloud over the market.
Market insights from Carl Setzer, Consus Ag Consulting. Carl's number is 989-506-1587. On the Hat Farm Market Review, the final numbers from Wednesday trade, 3 cents higher July corn. It goes to 445 and a half, down a half cent on the September contract, 427 and a quarter. December also down a half, 440 and a half. It was up a nickel and a quarter, July beans, 1077 and three quarters. August, 1074 and a half, a gain of four and a quarter. Novi up a penny and three quarters at 1061 and a quarter. And July wheat, 524 and three quarters, up 7.5 cents. Meats down. June live cattle, 213.95, down 237. And June lean hogs, 98.85, down 65 cents. I'm Andy Eubank with the Wednesday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's leading farm network.